Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Now on Money News, talking trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
Tell you what, when it comes to investment, tight as a fish as Roger Montgomery doesn't like to lose a dollar. Hello, Roger, how are you?
Oh, Ross, I'm fine. I have to tell you, I might not lose money, but I'm always finding it in my pockets.
Oh, yeah, hello.
I pull out a pair of jeans that I haven't worn in ages. Oh, there's that $20 I thought I'd lost that.
Hello. This is a very, very frugal man, can I tell you, people. Can I just say, Roger, to you, the stock market has also been very frugal. I do note it's down 16% from its peaks. Some of the big banking stocks are well off, almost down 15 to 20%, some of them, at their very biggest falls. A range of different stocks are off.
In fact, Westpac's recent capital raising was at about a 36% discount to the recent high. So, you know, 20% is not too bad if that's all you're getting. The reality is that our index is driven by three sectors, really. The resource sector represented by Rio and BHP, the financial services sector represented by the four banks, the biggest banks, and then Telstra. And so the vast majority of the index's direction is based on those stocks. And unfortunately, the outlook for resources is bad. I note that an economist came out today talking in Melbourne, suggesting that the boom in China would be the last one in human history.
This was Saul S. Lake, which I thought was a very big call, I've got to tell you. But anyway, I think Saul might have forgotten that India has actually got a very young, growing and increasingly wealthy population, which might have something to...
And in the mobilisation of wealth in Africa eventually, you know, he's talking about human history, which may go for another several thousand years, if not longer. So it's a very big call. Anyway... If you believe that China is slowing down, which I believe that it is, in fact, dramatically, and we've talked about that for some years now, then resources don't look good. There's been a nail in the coffin from rising interest rates from the banks, and we've seen their growth, their credit growth slow. And the leading indicator of that, Ross, is obviously clearances for auctions around Australia, which are falling. And that suggests that people aren't willing to pay as much, and so that means credit growth is going to slow.
Roger, I've got about 30 seconds to go, but are you buying anything at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there are things that we like, but the problem is, Ross, that the very highest quality companies simply haven't fallen as much as you've indicated. So, the market is going down, but the high-quality stuff is staying up, and that means we're not seeing a lot of bargains at the moment, so we need further falls.
There you go. So Roger Montgomery, looking for further falls in the stock market. We'll try and take you through some of those stocks and maybe some of the characteristics he looks for as he goes through with some of those companies when we're back on Money News next Tuesday with him. Anyway, that's the program for this evening. You have a great evening, and we'll do it all again tomorrow night right here on Money News.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know, and you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.